德彪西是法国19世纪结束20世纪开始的一个印象派的作曲家。
德彪西 is an impressionist piano composer at the end of 19th century, beginning of 20th century of France.
1888年的时候。
In 1888,
在巴黎有全世界万国博览会。
In Paris, there was a nation, international exhibition.
许多国家都有他们在那边的这个特别的展览。
There were many special exhibitions coming from all over the world.
那么印尼在那边也有展览。
In Indonesia, there was also a store there.
那么有一个年轻人每天下午两点就去等。
So there was a young man every afternoon at 2 p.m. he would be waiting there.
等印尼的展览开幕。
Waiting for the Indonesian to start their show.
注意听那个音乐。
And pay attention to the music.
那音乐叫做 gamelan, G-A-M-E-L-A-N, gamelan.
Gamelan.
那么这个 gamelan 是什么呢？
This gamelan, what is what kind of music instrument is that?
就是用铜器所做的一个圆的东西，那用这个锤呢把它打出声音出来。
Using the bronze and then being the instrument and being hit by a stick.
声音很沉重的。
And very low with the voice.
又很险奥的。
And also very...profound，
所以说的咚叮咚咚咚咚咚咚，很有东方的神秘的气味。
And with the Oriental mystery in it，
那么这个法国的青年人大受影响。
So this young French, he was so influenced，
因为他太习惯你西方的这个呢七个音阶七个音的这个一个音阶的音乐。
Because he's so familiar with the musical composition of the West，
是不是呢？所以后来呢，他就从印尼的音乐呢得到灵感，发挥另外一个 和音阶。
So he got the inspiration from this gamelan and also discovered another thing.
是六个音的。
That with the six tones.
是完全不一样的。
Totally different.
后来就变成了世界上第一次有这一种呢，这种音的这种音乐。
So it became the first of its kind in the whole world.
去发展了印象派的音乐。
And became this impressionist.
Debussy 就影响了 Ravel.
And he influenced Ravel.
Ravel 再影响 Debussy.
Ravel then influenced again Debussy.
就变成法国二十世纪初期印象派一个很独特的经典音乐。
So became a very classical impressionist music of the beginning of 20th century.
当时的法国刚好是印象派的图画正在影响全世界的时候。
France at that time, the impressionist painter actually influenced the whole world.
所以从 Pizarro 以后
，Pizarro
就有这个 Manet，
Manet
有 Monet，
Monet，
Gauguin，
Gauguin，
Cézanne，
Cézanne，
还有这一个呢，荷兰的 Van Gogh，
Van Gogh
等等的人。
And all these people，
这些人起来。
And they were raised.
所以变成整个时代受这种精神的影响。
So the whole age was influenced by this impressionist spirit.
跟我们平常听的音乐不大一样。
And to the music we listen ordinarily is different.
所以我们听的时候不大惯。
So we are not used to it.
但是他用这 chromatic， 就是用半音，每一个半音都弹出来的这种音乐呢，是变成一种新的一种。新的发展。
And using the chromatic half of the tone, and they become a new music.
我盼望你们在音乐、在哲学、在各样思想都慢慢学会比较深、比较广、比较有永恒价值的东西。
I heard that in music, in philosophy, and all these things, you learn something of depth of eternalness.
我的孩子们，我们都给他学音乐。
So all my children learn music.
但是他是最殷勤的。
She is the one who is most diligent.
所以这一次他回来。
So when she comes back home.
我说你一天到底在美国弹琴练习多久？
I said, how many hours you spend in a day in America when you practice?
他说大概每天是八个钟头到十个钟头。
8 to 10 hours a day.
所以我想呢，栽培他是很安慰、很值得的。
So I feel very comforted.
但是最近他讲一句话，好像我讲过，吓了我一跳。
But recently she said a statement as if I've stated before.
他说我很喜欢一个 Steinway 的钢琴。
I like a Steinway
piano. Steinway 钢琴是贵得不得了的。
You know, Steinway piano is so expensive.
比平常钢琴贵20倍、30倍。
May 20 or 34 as compared to ordinary piano.
特别是好的。
And especially good one.
跟我说怎么可能买这个琴。
So how can we buy Steinway piano?
除非你会弹 Brahms, the variation of Paganini, book one, book two, 两个都会弹，我可能会考虑给你。
Unless you can play book one, book two, or Paganini, or Brahms, I'll buy for you.
这次他说爸爸，我已经买了这两本，好好练，以后你就给我 Steinway。
And she said, I bought these two, I'll practice and buy me a Steinway in the
past. 哇，我已经来不及收口了。
So I gotta retract my words.
因为那个时候想他一定不可能会的。
Because I thought that she couldn't.
原来他心里想一定可能会的。
And because in her heart she said, I can.
所以这个奋斗的心。
So a striving spirit.
是年轻人一生很重要的。
It's what young people need for the whole life.
奋斗的心不可无。
A heart to strive, you have to have it.
骄傲的心不可有。
Man, that's a heart of pride.
大家说一二三，奋斗的心不可无，
骄
傲
的心
不
可
有。什么时候你有骄傲？
At any moment you are proud,
你就注定失败。
Then you are destined to fail.
什么时候你不奋斗？
At any time you don't strive,
你就停止长进。
Then you will start not to improve.
这句话你要注意听。
Listen to all these things.
什么时候你停止奋斗？
At any time when you stop striving,
你就长不长进。
Every time you're not progress.
什么时候你开始骄傲？
Every time you start to be proud,
你也就开始失败。
And also you start to fail.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
God bless us.
我们大家打开罗马书。
We shall all turn to Romans, the book of Romans.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章，我们已经讲了差不多七个月的时间了。
We have preached here for 7 months.
今天我们讲到第几节呢？我先读第十五、第十六节。
I will first read 15 and 16.
你们读第十七节。与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭，要彼此同心，不要自气高大，倒要扶救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。第十七节，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。我再一次，第十七节，我先读第十六节最后一句话。不要自以为聪明，不要以恶报恶，众人
以
为
美
的
事，
要
留
心
去
做。我们祷告。
Let's pray.
请李博士带领我们祷告。
父神，我们再次感谢您把这宝贵的罗马书赐给我们，并且这多年来使我们能够有这么机会在你面前来聆听。今晚上我们再次把你话语打开的时候，求主真的打开我们的心，借着圣灵的光照，就是圣灵把我们带进真理里面，我们就能更明白主的心意。这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。上个礼拜我们讲到要彼此同心。
Last week we said that we must live in harmony.
不要自气高大。
And not be proud.
倒要扶救卑微的人。
But also we want to be associated with those who are lowly.
这是人性伦理中间很重要的事情。
This is very important thing in human ethics.
为什么是彼此同心呢？
Why living in harmony?
因为每一个人只顾自己的时候，这个社会就没有办法和谐。
Because if everybody cares for themselves, the society will not be in harmony.
每一个人只以自己为中心，教会就不可能彼此团结。
And if everybody has themselves as a center, then the church will not revive.
如果在一个公司里面
，in a company，
每一个人不顾整个公司，只顾自己的利益。
If everyone does not care the profit of the company, care for themselves，
这个公司一定倒的。
Then this company will fail.
外国人跟中国人不同的地方在哪？
The difference of Westerners and us Chinese.
中国人做生意一下子就吵，一下子就争，一下子就裂。
The Chinese when they have a company together, they will quarrel and also they split.
外国人可以懂得怎样合作，怎么样设计，怎样顾大局而不注重自己。
But for the Westerners, they know how to care for the whole company, how to live in harmony.
所以他们的公司有的100年，有的200年，越做越大，越做越大。
So even for the company, they are there for 100 or 200 years, and you also continue to prosper.
有一句话怎么说？
The one will say,
一个中国人胜过五个外国人。
A Chinese will be better than the 5 Westerners.
但是10个外国人胜过10000个中国人。
But 10 Westerners will be much better than 10,000.
因为他们懂得分工合作。
They know how to divide the work.
我注意理论。
I place them on theory.
你注意策略。
But strategy too.
他注意市场。
But he places them on market.
他注意统计。统计学。
He will deal with statistics.
有的注意前途。
And he will deal with the future.
所以这样一切的变化，马上一同来讨论。
So for all these changes, they come together and discuss.
所以要彼此同心。
So to live in harmony.
这是很重要的事情。
This is important.
我们做主的工也是如此。
We who do the work of God is the same.
今天我们把这些工作做起来。
Today when we do this thing together.
我看上帝在各城市都给我们预备一些很同心的同工。
That God has prepared.Different cities co-workers that work one heartedly.
李博士很同心同工。
And Dr. Lee is also working one heartedly with us.
王牧师很同心同工。
Reverend Ong also work one heartedly with us.
我们中间还有几个是侍奉主的人都很同心同工。
And also we have co-workers also working one heartedly with us.
这都成了你们年轻人的榜样。
All this becomes your example of young people.
你们彼此同心。
Live in one heartedly.
不要自气高大。
Do not be proud.
自气高大原文的意思不要自气高傲。
Do not be proud. Be proud.
不要骄傲。
Do not feel proud.
如果我们看自己过于所当看的。
If we deem ourselves much more than we should,
我们就不感恩。
Then we not give thanks.
我们就不荣耀上帝。
Then we not give glory to God.
我们就不安分守己。
We do not keep our position.
我们就常常轻看。
Then many times we despise others.
如果我们自气高傲的话
，If we are too proud,
我们容易跌倒。
We are easy to fall.
所以箴言书告诉我们
So the proverb says,
败坏之前必有骄傲。
Before failures, there will be pride.
尊荣之前必有谦卑。
And before glory, there is sort of humility.
换句话说，你谦卑以后，你会尊荣起来。
In other words, if you are humble, in the future you'll be honored.
如果骄傲，你以后就摔下去。
But if you are proud, then you will fall.
在希腊的神话里面
，In the Greek mythology,
有一个很美的故事。
And there's a beautiful story.
它有一个小神的叫做。
Icarus, Icarus.
这个呢，在这个天神对他说呢
，This heavenly God told Icarus,
你盼望什么
？What do you hope?
他说我盼望飞得很高，从高处看这个世界是怎么样。
He aspired to fly higher and to look down to the whole world.
他说好
，Is it good?
我就给你两个翅膀。
I'll give you two wings.
那么你这个翅膀一飞起来，展起来的时候
，So when it spread out the two wings,
你就腾空了。
And then you fly high.
但是
，But then,
哈。但是什么
？What is but？
但是有一件事你要遵守。
One thing you must keep in promise。
不要飞太高啊。
Do not fly too high。
他说为什么呢
？Why？
因为你的翅膀是蜡烛做的。
Because your this wing is made of candle。
是用蜡做的。
Candle。
所以呢，你越高的时候，越靠近太阳，越来越热，蜡会融化。
So the higher you fly, you're closer to the sun, and you will melt。
你明白吗
？You understand？
这个蜡融化了，翅膀就缩小了。
So when this candle melt, then you shrink。
一滴一滴一滴下去。
Then drop by drop,
so you 的翅膀越缩越小，越缩越小，结果你不能飞，你一定掉下来。
It shrink and then you fall.
他说好好好好。
He said okay.
我现在听你的话。
I listen to you.
很多年轻人是这样。
And young people are like that.
有经验的人对你讲话。
When the experienced people tell you,
你说是是是是是。
He said yes yes yes.
懂懂懂懂懂。
Yes I know.
真的懂吗
？Do you truly know?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
你不喜欢老人家多讲话很啰嗦，所以你就说懂懂，其实不懂。
Because you don't want the old people to be grumpy, and that's why say you know.
所以说好，谢谢你啰啰嗦嗦的劝勉。
Thank you for your grumpiness.
他就开始飞了。
And then he started to fly.
展翅膀的时候
，and stretch the wings.
他就腾空了。
And he rose.
哇！一上到高空的时候
，when he comes to high sky，
他看见哇，大地这么清楚
，he see the earth so clear，
河流这么流来流去
，and also how the river flows and meadows，
天是这么清水
，and also so green，
房子变得这么小
，and the house is so small，
飞到更高的时
候 ，flew higher，
连山都看得很小了
，even he see the mountains are small，
山的背面都看得见
，and even see the backside of the mountain，
变无限的大地
，he see the infinity，
他一直看一直看
，so he look and look，
越深越。
And higher and higher.
或者是忘记了
，so he forgot
对他境界的。
That he was told.
他说我要飞得更高
，I want to fly higher.
我要飞得更高
，even higher.
看得更清楚
，to see clear.
他飞上去的
，so when he flew up,
就因为靠近天上的太阳越来越高
，closer to the sun.
结果呢，他的这个翅膀就融化掉
，so the two wings melted.
摔下来
，and then he fell drastically.
不但不能飞了
，not he couldn't fly anymore.
摔得差不多死掉一样
，but almost he was dead.
其实这个故事是没有科学的
，this is a theory. This is a story has no science.
你飞到高空的时候越来越冷，不是越来越热
？Because when you fly higher, it's colder and colder.
你们坐飞机就知道了。
When you are in air, you know.
飞机飞到三万尺的时候
，when you are in 30,000 feet,
飞机外面。
And outside the
的温度是零下五十五度 Celsius，
is minus 55，
比冰箱里面更冷几十倍。
Even colder than when you're in the ice box，
冷得不得了。
It's so cold。
而到底呢，这个温度的最冷、最冷的、最最最最最最的最冷到底多少
？The what is the coldest？
那是零下280多度。
Maybe 280 plus。
所以呢，希腊的神话根本不是科学。
So the Greek mythology is not science。
我讲的话都不能经过考验。
But it cannot be tested with science。
而圣经里面没有一件事情是可以被科学打倒的。
And not even a single statement could be beaten by science。
这就是神的话跟人的神话不同的地方。
Because God's word and the mythology is different。
虽然如此
，Even though
希腊神话不是科学，但是有一些教训在。
The Greek mythology has some teaching, moral teaching，
对我们很有帮助。
To us is good。
我们看见很多成功的人都是从谦卑开始。
We see a lot of people who are successful they started with humility。
很多失败的人都是从骄傲开始。
And those who fail begins with the pride。
所以保罗讲这句话。
So Paul when he said this，
不要自气高大。
Do not be proud。
你倒要服。不就卑微的人
，but also be associated with those who are lowly。
那个比你更不聪明的人
，those who are less intelligent compared to you。
看不起他吗
？Do you despise them？
不应该。
No。
比你穷的人
，those who are poorer than you。
你看不起他吗
？Do you despise them？
不应该。
Shouldn't。
比你没有学问的人
those who are less educated,
你看不起他吗
you despise them?
不应该
you shouldn't.
如果你比别人有钱
if you are richer compared to others,
你比别人有学问
also more learned,
你比别人有经验
and more experience,
不是因为你厉害
it doesn't mean they are great,
是因为上帝特别爱
but because God loves you more,
把多一点的聪明智慧放在你里面
given you more intelligence,
把多一点的好处交给你
given you more profit.
但是圣经告诉我们上帝给你多少以后要你交账多少
But the Bible says that much is given to you Much is demanded from you
所以我们最卑微的人
So to those who are lowly
不是要轻看他
Not that we despise them
是要帮助他
But to help them
是要了解他
And to understand them
是要安慰他
But comfort them
是要建立他们
To establish them
这样的你做人就达到了目标了
So then you become a fully human
我这一生的最轻看的两种人
There are two kinds of people I despise in my life
一种是对上司怕得不得了
Those who are frightened with their superior
像奴才一样的恭维
so that the slaves they want to flatter them
像狗一样的摇尾巴
and they wag the tails like a dog
你看到这种人吗
you see these people
对上司尽量谄媚讨好恭维这个没有骨头
so to the superiors without the bone they want to flatter them
但是这个人见到比他更低的人呢
but to those who are lower than they are
他就作威作福
he wants to show off their power
蹂躏脚手拳脚地
they want to stamp on them or to kick them
这种人我叫他叫做奴才
and this kind of people are a slave
奴才怕主人
because they are afraid of the master
奴才对别的奴才非常严厉
And to the other slaves, they will also be very stringent.
这种人我看不起。
I despise these kind of people.
第二种人我看不起。
The second kind,
刚好相反过来。
That's the reverse.
就是对上面很反抗。
And to the top, they want to go against.
谁比他好，他就烦。
Those who are better than they are, they want to fight against.
谁比他厉害，他就妒忌。
And those who are better than they are, they're jealous.
谁比他成功，他就毁谤他。
Who are more successful, they slander them.
比他好的，他都是讲坏话。
And they talk about bad things about them.
他不甘愿别人比他厉害。
They don't want people to do better than they do.
那么比他差的呢？
To those who are less fortunate.
他就尽量讨好。
And you try to please them.
尽量收买。
And try to buy them
over. 一面反抗上司，一面建立自己的小帝国。
So they oppose the superiors and try to establish their own empire.
这种人叫做奸臣。
And that kind of people are wicked people.
奴才与奸臣。
So whether the slave or the wicked people,
是我一生很轻看。
Are two that I despise my life.
是我从我年轻的时候。
So since I was young.
靠着上帝的恩典。
By the grace of God.
我学会一些事情。
And I learned something.
对比我高的，尽量尊重、佩服。羡慕就是
Those who are higher than myself, I honor them, I admire them, I learn from them.
比我低的，我扶持，我帮助，我安慰，我体恤他们。
Those who are lower than myself, I sympathize them, I help them, I bring them up.
扶救卑微的人。
You have to be associated with those who are lowly, the Bible says.
四周有比你更差的人。
And there's a less fortunate than you do.
你不要轻看他。
Don't despise them.
你要爱护他们。
Love them.
你要栽培他们。
And bring them up.
你要了解他们。
Understand them.
你要照顾他们。
And so take care of them.
这样你做一个正人君子，不是做一个小人。
Then you become a gentleman.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
求主帮助我们。
God help us.
他们讲完这一节以后呢？
After this verse,
保罗怎么样讲呢？
What did Paul say?
保罗继续说下去。
Paul continues to say.
他说：“你不要自以为聪明。”
Do not feel that you are. Do not be self-conceited.
什么人是自以为聪明的人呢？
Who are those who are self-conceited?
就是刚刚懂一点就以为自己了不起的。
That you start to know a little bit, you thought that you know everything.
很多自以为了不起的人，不是了不起，其实是起不了。
A lot of people who are self-conceited, they will fall.
我们许多许多的人。
Many people
在这样的状况中间
in this kind of situation,
但是自己没有感觉到
they do not feel that
他看自己了不起
they thought that they are good
所以以为他知道的别人不知道
they thought that what they know others don't know
像那些学功夫的人
those who have kung fu
学得很厉害的
and when they are good
几乎没有人知道他会功夫
and nobody knows they have martial arts
那个刚刚学的人呢
those who begin to learn
每天就这样
Every day they put up a
poor sleep. 好像唯恐世界人不认识他一样。
As these people wouldn't know that they know much.
这些人一下子就跟人家打败。
And this kind of people were beaten.
从前在我的家乡厦门发生过一件事。
In 厦门 my home in
在海港的地方，港口的地方。
Near the harbor.
有一个人呢，就在那里表演，他很厉害。
So there was a man who showed his martial art.
我这么年轻，功夫这么厉害。
You see, I'm young, I'm good in martial art.
所以有的人在那里说，不要这样骄傲了。
People say, don't be proud.
我是骄傲吗？
I'm proud.
你认识我吗？
You know,
你敢跟我打吗？
You know, can you fight me?
每个人跟他气得不得了。
So everyone was so angry.
他们谁不听他们就跟他打。
So if people don't listen to him, he will beat them.
他也算得很厉害。
But he was good.
谁那边跟他打了反抗都反抗不来。
So all those people cannot fight him back.
所以他越来越厉害。
So he was proud.
后来有个老人家。
So one day there was an old man.
老太婆。
Old lady.
他说年轻人不要骄傲。
Young man, don't be proud.
我老人家劝你不要骄傲。
I as an old lady, I beseech you not to be proud.
你个老太婆，你懂什么？
You're old lady, what do you know?
我不懂，什么都不懂。
I know nothing.
我只懂得你不要骄傲。
I only know you don't be proud.
他说不比你管他的事情。
You don't have to care for me.
他说我不爱管，但是今天管一点点了。
But today I'll care a little bit.
你要管什么？
What do you want to care?
我就是管不要骄傲。
是那。
你这老太婆多嘴，我打你了，哥。
You're old lady, I'll beat you.
你打不打我？我告诉你，不要骄傲。
I just tell you, don't be proud.
这个年轻人气得要命。
Young man was so angry.
你再讲我就打你。
One more time, I'll beat you.
这个老太婆不但不屈服啊。
Not only that she will not listen to him.
他这个青年肩膀，青年人呐，不要骄傲。
Just step on the shoulder, don't be proud.
他恨气。
He was angry.
结果他讲这个老人，我一打他一定倒下去。
So if I will fight her, she will fall.
所以放他走算了。
Never mind.
可怜老人家，还要碰我的肩膀。
You want to beat on my shoulder?
后来老人家回去。
So the old lady went back.
回去以后呢
？After that,
这个年轻人呢
？This young man.
等到黄昏他又回去。
So he went back after the.
回去了以后呢，开始痛。
And start to get pain.
越来越痛。
More and more painful. More and more painful.
痛到第二天呢。
The second day,
手不能举起来了。
Couldn't lift up the hand.
第三天呢。
The third day,
不能动了。
Couldn't move.
第四天整个半身麻醉。
The fourth day, the whole half of body was paralyzed.
所以他糟糕了。那一天老太婆她不要骄傲。
That old lady was a bit of don't be proud.
到底这个人是谁呀？
Who is this old lady?
后来他就问人家了。
He asked,
问他的师父
and asked her, his master,
师父啊，我半身麻痹。
So I feel paralyzed.
我这个不能动，我的手不能动。
My hand now.
我说是。
What happened?
你不平常不是练得很好吗？
I thought you are good in martial arts.
自然举起来。
Now lift your hand.
我说不能举了，整个身体都举起来。
I couldn't lift the hand.
那这个师父说，我看看。
Let me see.
哇，他说糟糕了。
Wow, something.
你这里面的筋啊，全部乱了。
Because all this has been disturbed.
全部乱了。
All this tendon has been disturbed.
有没有跌倒？
Did he fall?
没有。那发生什么事？告诉我。
What happened? Tell me.
他说呢，那一天我在港口那边表演。
That day on the harbor, I was showing my martial art.
有的人敢跟我反抗，我就打他。
If people oppose me, I'll beat him.
后来一个老人家驼驼背、瘦瘦的，就不要骄傲，就找我去。
So a hunchback old lady said, "Tell me that don't be proud and just beat me on my shoulder."
他的师父说，是瘦瘦的吗
？Is it slim?
是不是美毛兮兮的
？And with a
slender, 有点驼背的。
Eyebrows,
是不是
hunchback,
这个面长长的
long face,
他的事就是
yes, yes.
啊，那糟糕了。如果他动过你
if she touched you,
你永远不能好了。
Forever you'll not be healed.
你不能好了。
You will not be healed.
那么说糟糕怎么办？我永远这样。
So forever I'll be like that.
那我不是年轻就比那个老人家更老的样子。
So I'll be look older than old.
那我不能好怎么办？
What happened?
师傅，你给我弄好好吗？
Master, heal me.
师傅说我也不能弄。
I cannot.
因为如果我给他弄，我也没有办法。
Because I would not have the way out if I were cut by her.
那个老人家是我的师父的师父。
That only is my master's master.
他传下来的所有的最好的技术呢，就是那一种他不传的。
Because that is the only thing she never teach.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
他弄的，除非你去找他。
Go back to her.
你不找他，你不会好。
Even the go back to her, you don't be healed.
他在哪里啊
？Where is she?
我这样怎么去找他
？How can I go see her?
我要用人用这个把轿子把我抬去他。
We will have to take me there with us.
后来他们就给他地址。
So they gave him the address.
叫人家把他抬去。
So took him there.
哎呀，他住在这个山里面。
Just right in the mountain.
把一个这样的人抬到山里容易不容易
？To carry this person into the mountain.
他们把他抬去，到了那边以后
，Not at all.
是谁
？Who is that?
半身麻醉的不是。
The one who is paralyzed. Nothing again.
他不睬他。
She never came.
你找谁
？Why you gonna see?
找一个老师傅。
I want to see an old man.
现在不敢讲，那老太婆不敢讲。
Then I see an old lady now.
现在开始谦卑下来。
And humble now.
找那个老师傅。
That old man.
有什么事
？What happened?
我要他帮助我医好我。
I want her to heal me.
今天没有时间。
I have no time today.
糟糕，今天没有时间，那么要在门口等到明天了。
So I wait there for a second day.
那抬下山再抬上来嘛。
It's not easy to go down and come back.
老师傅啊，帮帮我吧。
Master, help.
可怜我吧。
我
今天来就是要你帮忙我。
Today I come so that you can help me.
告诉你今天没有时间，还有讲话。
I tell him no time today.
没有办法了。
No way.
结果帮帮我。
Help me.
就像乞丐一样去。
Back like a beggar.
门开就啪。
So when the door was open.
进来。
Come in.
坐在这里。
Sit down there.
他坐在那边。
He He said that.
他看这个老师傅，不是老师傅，老经验。
Looking at an old master, not old master, old experience.
这个女人老老的。
That old lady.
每个皱纹中间都是人生经验。
Every wrinkle there's experience in life.
现在轮到这个老人眼睛瞪着他。
Coming to this old lady, staring at him.
你那一天打了几个人？
How many of you have beaten?
你那一天多么骄傲！
You were so proud.
你以为自己厉害。
You thought you are good.
你知道我站在旁边看多久？
You know I was there standing and looking for how long?
你以为我老人家？
You thought I'm an old lady.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
如果你不跪下来，
If you don't kneel down,
认错，
and confess
your wrong, 再尽量去找那些你所打过的一个一个去赔罪。
And also you say sorry to those who you have beaten.
我就让你终身残废。
You'll be paralyzed for a whole life.
我不敢，不敢。我一定要去求饶去。
I will go there and ask for forgiveness.
你不要在这里奴才相暴露。
Don't say that you want to expose yourself attitude.
你那天那个傲气。
You were so proud that day.
现在这个奴才相。
But now compared to you now.
告诉你不像人。
I tell you not like a man.
哇，原来这个老人家。
That old lady.
声色俱厉。Very fierce.
Very fierce.
就把他大骂一顿。
And scolded him.
骂完了以后呢？
After that.
你要改吗？
You want to change?
你要谦卑吗？
You want to be humble?
我要改。
Yes, I want to be.
跪下来大哭。
Kneel down and cry.
认错。
And confess.
跪了很久以后呢？
And kneel for a long time then.
把手拿出来。
Stretch out your hand.
不能动。
I cannot move.
拿不出来。
I cannot move.
试着慢慢动。
Slowly you move.
他就慢慢起来动给他。
So he moves slowly.
这个老人家呢？
That old lady.
啪，拿起来。
Just touch her.
哇，他叫到差不多五公里都可以听见。
So he cried with pain.
我痛得要死。
So painful.
然后跟他转来转去，哇，他眼泪流下来，整个人差不多要死掉。
And with tears running down.
昏天暗地。
And so painful.
弄完了以后。
After that.
回家。
Go back.
这样叫做医我啊。
You're healing me.
人家把他抬下去。
And people took him down.
两天以后。
Two days later.
他好了。
He was healed.
从那天开始。
Henceforth.
从来不敢再。
He dare not to be proud again.
亲爱的朋友，
My dear friends,
你还年轻，
You are young.
你以为自己聪明，
You thought you are intelligent.
你要像这样的一个人，
You want to be like this person.
圣经的教训，
The Bible says,
骄傲的人跌倒，
He who is powerful,
骄傲的人跌倒，一个一个告诉我，
One by one he tell us.
你不要自以为聪明，
Don't feel that you're
consistent. 每一次你们听到这些教训，
Every time when you listen to this lesson,
你好好记在心，
You must put in your heart.
因为这些的教训，
All this lesson,
圣经的话，
The Bible's word,
虽然你好像看不出什么，
Even though as it is plain,
没有一句是浪费你的时间，
Not even a single statement will swallow your time.
没有一句是对你没有错，
Not even a single word will be profitable to you.
感谢上帝，
Praise God.
不要自以为聪明，
Do not self-conceited.
这是第一句。
That's the first thing.
接下去说什么呢？
And then it says,
你不要以恶报恶。
Do not repay anyone evil for evil.
什么叫做以恶报恶呢？
To repay evil for evil.
人对我不好，我也对他不好。
If people are not good to me, I won't be good to them.
你说这个叫做公义嘛？
That's called justice. You say.
你对我不好，当然我对你不好。
You are not good to me, of course I won't be good to you.
你懂不懂叫做以言还言，以牙还牙？
You know, an eye for an eye, tit for tat.
你知道以言还言，以牙还牙这八个字？从什么时候开始？
You know, an eye for an eye, where does this statement start?
你说五百年前，不是。
500 years ago, no.
一千年前，不是。
1000 years ago, no.
你说两千年前，不是。
2000 years ago, no.
孔子2600年前，不是。
Confucius time of 250 years ago.
你知道这句话不是中国人讲的。
Not the Chinese say.
以言还言。
An eye for an eye.
以牙还牙。
A tooth for a tooth.
是差不多4000年以前就有的。
About 4000 years ago, you were saying.
孔子还没有生，1400年以前已经有了。
1400 years before Confucius was born, the statement was uttered.
这句话在哪里讲的呢？
Where did he say?
这句话是在这个阿嘎族，也就是米索波大米的一个王朝里面。
It is the dynasty of Mesopotamia.
有一个人呢。
There was a person.
他呢，说他从太阳神得到一些的启示。
He thought that he got an inspiration revelation from the god of the sun.
就教导人做生意要公平。
So he starts to teach that your businessman be fair.
天平不可换，不可用两种砝码。
You must only have one balance.
如果一个人杀了人，要被杀。
If a person would kill, he got to be killed.
如果打掉别人牙，众人要把他的牙也打掉。
If also bit away people's tooth, he also tooth will be
bitten away. 如果打伤别人的眼，不能看瞎了，他的眼要被挖出来。
If you injure people's eye, your eye will be engulfed.
所以这些就记在这巴比伦一个法版的上面。
So this is written on the tablet.
这个法版叫做汉谟拉比法版。
Hammurabi tablet.
Hammurabi tablet. Hammurabi stone. 这个东西呢，在19世纪20世纪初交换的时间，在巴比伦被发现。
So it was on the 18th to 20th century it was discovered in Babylon.
法国人就把它带回巴黎的罗浮宫里面，把它放在里面。
So the French brought it back to France and put it in Louvre.
现在还在。
And now it's still there.
三个礼拜以前我在巴黎。
And three weeks ago I was in Paris.
在巴黎有一块很重要的石头叫 Hammurabi Stone.
And a very important stone in Paris called the Hammurabi Stone.
另外一块很重要的石头叫做 Rosetta Stone， 是从埃及带来，现在在英国的博物馆。
And then one called Rosetta Stone from Egypt was brought to this Britain.
So, 以言还言。
So, eye for an eye.
以牙还牙。
A tooth for a tooth.
这个是4000年以前就传下的人类社会公正的原则。
And there was a principle of justice within the society passed on 4,000 years ago.
那么你说这个很正常吗？
Well, this is very common.
你对我好。
You're good to me.
我就对你好。
I'll be good to you.
你对我不好。
You're no good to me.
我就对你更不好。
I won't be good to you.
慢慢习惯了，认为这个是理所当然。
So then we thought that this is but too reasonable.
所以你常常听人家说，
so people is say,
我这个人就是这样。
I am such.
如果人对我好，我就对他好。
If you are good to me, I am good to them.
但是呢，
but then,
如果人对我不好，我就比他更不好。
If you are not good to me, I am worse than you.
你听过没有啊？
Have you heard that?
哎，你听过没有啊？
Have you heard that?
回答、啊，你听过人这样讲没有啊？
Have you heard people saying that?
我这个人就是这样。
I am such.
这个叫做不打自招啊。
Ah, you confess yourself.
如果你对我好，我就对你好。
If you are good to me, I am good to you.
如果人对我不好，我就对你更不好。
If you are not good to me, I am worse than you.
你听过没有？
Have you heard that?
有没有？全部回答，大声一点，有没有？你不是听过，你讲过。
You have said that even.
你自己讲过这个话。
You have said even.
我这个人就是这样。
I'm such.
所以我不感到奇怪。
I do not feel strange.
因为我从前也是这样。
I was such.
直到你认识上帝的话的时候。
Until when I know the word of God.
这句话出来了。
This word comes.
不要以恶报恶。
Do not repay evil for evil.
人对你不好。
If you are not good to you.
你不要对他不好。
You don't have to be evil to them.
容易不容易啊？
Is it easy?
我问你啊。
I'm asking you.
容易不容易？
Is it easy?
人家对你不好。
People are not good to you.
你还是对他好。
You want to be good to them.
人家打你。
People beat you.
你还爱他。
You want to love them.
人家杀你。
People kill you.
你还笑他。
You smile.
你不是神经病吗？
You are mentally wrong.
人家对你不好，你对他好做什么的？
If people are not good to you, how can you be good to them?
这不是没有道理的。
But there is a reason for that.
这也不是不可行出来。
And also it is possible.
这不是神经病。
Not something who are mentally wrong people.
伟大的人格。
But it's a mighty personality.
因为我要把三个人做比较。
I want to compare three persons.
一个孔子。
One is Confucius.
一个是老子。
One is 老子。
还有一个呢？
One more.
老夫子是吗？
老夫子
不是、
no.
不是不是。一个孔子。
Confucius.
一个老子。
老子。
一个耶稣。
Jesus.
孔子说什么呢？
And then Confucius said,
以德报德。
And using this as good to deal with good,
以直报怨。
But then you justice to deal with those of no good to
you. 人对你好，
if you are good to you,
你对他好，
you are good to them.
人对你不好，
if you are no good to you,
你以正直的态度面对他。
And with a just attitude and to deal with them.
孔子没有说你要报仇啊。
And Confucius doesn't take revenge now.
所以孔子是伟大的。
So Confucius is great.
那么老子怎么说呢？
老子 said,
以德报怨。
And we could virtue to repay those evils.
你是讨厌厌叹的事情，人家对你不好。
Things people are no good to you.
你用美德来报答。
Using good virtue to repay that.
所以老子的道德观比孔子的道德观更高一
点。So the concept of morality is higher in this Lao Tzu as compared to Confucius.
但是到底行得出来，行不出来
？But could it be practiced or not?
怎样才能行出来
？How then to practice it?
这个很难做出来。
This is difficult.
所以当我们受冤枉的时候
，So when we have been wrong again，
我们受不公义的时候
，And we have been injustice，
我们气得不得了
，We got so angry，
我不知道怎么样应付他
，I don't know how to deal with him。
但是耶稣说什么
？But Jesus said，
你要爱
，Love，
你的
，Your，
啊，爱你的仇敌
，Enemies，
容易吗
？Is it easy？
很不容易
，Not easy，
很不容易
，Not easy at all。
爱仇敌
，To love the enemies，
为逼迫你的人。你要祷告。
He who persecutes you, pray for him.
就是这句话的意思。
This statement.
你不要以恶报恶。
Do not repay evil for evil.
以恶报恶永远没有结束。
Because you repay evil for evil, there's no end to it.
我小的时候
，When I was young,
跟我的哥哥打架。
To my brother, I fought with him.
跟兄弟打架。
And the brothers fight themselves.
很不客气的。
Well, they'll be good men.
因为反正我认识你太久了嘛。
I know you for a long time.
你也认识我太久。
You know me for a long time.
所以你的后盾就是我的后盾嘛。
So your the background is my background.
要到妈妈面前吵再来吵，现在先打。
So we can go to the mother's house.
打他一次。后来他就打我一次。
So he beat me too.
我哪里敢念停止？我再打他一次。
So I beat him again.
他就打我一次。结果打来打去，不知道打几次，是练都歪了，形都变了。
Don't know how many beats we have.
到最后没有力，没有力打了。
So we were so tired.
妈妈大发脾气。
So the mother would go to me, come.
两个叫来了。
So you come.
你们没有爸爸。
So you didn't have a father.
我三岁没有爸爸。
No, I was without father.
我的哥哥五岁没有爸爸。
And my brother was five.
我们两个打来打去。
So we beat each other.
你们刚才打来打去，大概打几次？
How many times?
一个人打别人几次？
How many times he beat the other
person? 他打我，不是我打他。
He beat me first.
那每个人都以为自己是受害者，害人不算。
Everybody thought he's afraid.
害人不记得。
So you forget that you have injured others.
讲话伤人都不记得。
And you hurt others with a word you forget.
人伤你记得很清楚。
When people hurt you, you remember.
大概他打我五十次。
Maybe 50 times.
那你打他呢？
What are you?
我不记得。
I can't remember.
当然五十对五十的，打来打去。所以我妈妈说，如果他打你五十次，你至少打他四十九或者五十一。
So my mother said, if you're beating you 50 times, at least 45
or 半斤大梁。
So you're the same.
两个都一样的。
You're the same.
那么现在怎么样？跪下来。
Kneel down.
祷告。
Pray.
上帝赦免。
God will forgive you.
赦免他。他是赦免他。
You say forgive him.
那我妈妈怎么样讲呢？
My mother said,
好，祷告完了以后。
After praying.
我现在教你啊。
I'll teach you.
以后要打的时候。
You want to fight?
先问。
You ask for
it. 这次要打多久？
How many times a day?
先讲价哈。
We'll bargain first.
我们等下要打了哈。
We'll want to fight now.
要打多少次？
How many bits?
五十。
50?
可以吗？
Is it okay?
五十好。
Okay.
好，现在已经答应了，同样五十哈。
So 50-50.
那么现在自己打自己。
So you beat yourself.
我打自己五十次。
So you beat yourself.
你打自己五十次。那么以后算到五十完了，结束了。
So you end that.
一样不一样？
Is it the same?
一样不一样？
Is it the same?
一样。
Same.
但是一定不一样。
But it's different.
你打别人一定很大，你打自己慢慢打。
When you beat others, you beat with full force, not yourself.
对不对的？你怎么打自己打得很厉害？不可能的。
You won't beat yourself with full force.
因为每一个人都比较痛惜自己。
Because everybody have pity on themselves.
都不爱别人。
Do not love others.
我的母亲这样叫我。
That's the way my mother
taught me. 我醒过来。
So I realized.
原来结果呢，打人跟打自己是一样。
So to beat others, to beat yourself is the same.
现在如果有人打你。
If people beat you.
很痛。
Very painful.
你不要忘记打你的人也很痛。
The one who beat you also is painful.
因为这个力量是牛顿动力学的第二个定律。
The second dynamic law of Newton.
你们还记得吗？什么动力？什么作用力等于反作用力 ？Action is equal to reaction. 所以如果你的老师打你很大力的时候
，The master will beat you.
哎呦，很痛！你不要
painful.
不要忘记你老师跟你一样痛。
He feel the same pain.
所以有一个歌唱家叫做 Leontine Price.
Leontine Price singer
是一个黑人。
Black.
当他在这个美国的大都会歌剧院唱完以后呢
，When in the Metropolitan Opera House he was singing.
3800个人。
3800 people.
感动的不得。
我说他
想不到有这样好的声音
，such a good voice。
我那些人一听完他上去就鼓掌，鼓掌
，clap the applause，
没有停的
，nonstop，
很大声的鼓掌
，applause loudly。
你知道鼓掌鼓多久
？You know how long？
27分钟
，27 minutes。
你是自己打自己
？Why you beat yourself？
27分钟
，27 minutes。
有肿到多大
？Why you swell？
我不知道
，I don't know。
他们鼓掌27分钟
，so they applaud for 27 minutes。
记者算了以后呢？
So after this, the reporter made a report.
就跟历史上所有的记录做比较。
For all the record they compared the past,
他就写下来。
He written down.
The record breaking clap hands.
就是鼓掌的这个记录。
世界纪录。
World record.
后来过了不久以后。
And later on,
有另外一个人叫 Plácido Domingo.
Domingo.
你们知道 Domingo 哈？三大男高音之一。
And three high, good tenors in the world.
他在另外一个音会里面唱。
And another concert.
唱完了，人家鼓掌鼓掌。
People also applaud.
鼓掌了1分钟多，一个钟头多6分钟。
1 hour and 6 minutes.
又破纪录。
And another record.
我就不知道这些人鼓掌完了又回家开车有没有力。
I don't know where it's real after a plow when they go back when they drive. How did they drive?
肿到什么地步
？The hand was swell.
这其实呢，自己打跟别人家打一样。
So to beat yourself to beat my other is the same.
不同的地方在哪
？Different is
给人打。
When I beat my other,
很不甘愿。
You feel bad.
自己打。
You beat yourself.
有苦也吞下去。
Well, however painful your bad,
就是这样。
That's the way.
所以你不要以恶报。
Do not repay evil for evil.
当你用恶报别人的时候
，When you use evil to repay people，
别人的感受同你的感受是一样的。
People's feeling and your feelings the same.
别人会痛苦。
People will feel pain.
别人会流泪。
People will shed tears.
别人会伤心。
People will feel hurt.
别人心里受害。
In the heart they will be injured.
所以我们要以心比心。
So you have to compare to others.
爱人如己。
And also you have to love to love others.
从什么事情学来呢？
How would you learn it?
当你受困、受害、受伤的时候。
When you are being hurt, when you are being oppressed.
我们不要相报。
Do not take revenge.
这很不容易。
Not easy.
如果你以恶报恶的时候。
If you use evil for evil.
你就把自己降低变成和他同等一样下流的。
Then you are lowering yourself to the same level as they do.
人家恶意待你。
When people deal with evil.
恶意待人的话。
So you deal with them evil.
你的灵性跟他一样。
So your spirituality is equal with them.
你对我不好是你的事。
If you're not good to me, that's your own business.
因为你的道德那么低。
Because that is the standard of your morality.
我不会用同样的办法来对待你。
I won't use the same way to deal with you.
因为我的道德是高的。
Because my morality is higher than you do.
有一个人是不是妒忌我，我不知道。
There's a person, I don't know whether he's jealous of me.
但是他常常破坏我。
But many times he slander me.
这是真正发生的事。
Something true.
到荷兰去读博士的时候
，So when you go to Holland to take his PhD study，
他用各样办法攻击我。
He used all different ways to slander me。
攻击的时候呢
，When he was slandering，
不是用写信来攻击我
，Not to write a letter to slander me，
放在 Internet 里面
，Put in Internet，
所以叫全世界的人都可以看见他反对我、攻击我、妒忌我那些话。
So that the whole world will see the way of slandering he had on me。
那我的不懂电脑
，I don't know about the Internet。
我不要太多懂得这些，因为我时间太忙了。
I don't know too much of this because Too busy.
所以呢，我不知道他讲什么。
So I didn't know what he said.
但是世界上喜欢我的人很多。
But there are many people who love me in the world.
为我祷告的人很多。
Many people pray for me.
听我讲道的人有超过一两千万人。
Those that have listened to me more than 10 million.
所以他们就打电话给我了。
So they call me up.
他们说你知道某某人在荷兰用 internet 用这个网络怎样攻击你攻击你攻击你。
Reverend Tom, do you know someone slander you on the internet?
我说我不知道。
I don't know.
他讲。
You said this and that.
那么你怎么样？
What do you do?
我说嘴巴是他的，让他讲
了。I said the mouth is him. You say whatever you like.
我哪里有办法拿一个针到他家里把他缝掉
？I cannot zip him up.
我的妈妈说。嘴长在别人的身上。
My mother said, "Mouth is on others."
你没有办法妨碍他讲话。
You cannot stop them from speaking.
如果你真的好
，If you are really good，
你不必怕他讲。
Don't be afraid.
如果你真的不好
，If you are not good，
没有人讲，你应当自己害羞。
Nobody say, but you feel ashamed.
我说妈妈为什么要讲我的辩护啊？她说不必。
When he was to slander me, I would defend my. I told my mother.
我的妈妈说什么
？My mother said,
连皇帝也没有办法阻止百姓讲什么话。
Even the emperor cannot stop what the people say.
皇帝权柄这么大
，He is so powerful with the emperor.
他没有办法拦阻人讲话。
He cannot stop the common people.
所以如果对皇帝有攻击的话
，If the slandering comes to the emperor,
传到各省、各城、各乡、各地
，spread to all places in the nation.
皇帝有一天都会动摇的。
One day this emperor will.
最重要，你扪心自问。
The most important, you are clear with your conscience.
我从小学会这个事。
Since I'm young, I learned this lesson.
是那个人攻击了到七次、八次，到了十四次的时候。
He slandered until the 14 times.
哦，有一个很著名的这个财政的专家，金融专家。
A very famous financial analyst.
这个人有300家银行。
He has about 300 banks.
是很重要的亚洲银行界里面的。
Very important banker in Asia.
曾经是全亚洲银行总会的主席。
And he was once also the president of the Bankers Association in Asia.
这个人今年75岁。
He's 75 today.
他是我教会的会友。
And also a member of my church.
他有一天打电话给我。
One day he called me.
唐牧师。
Reverend Tong.
我们都很尊重你。
We respect you.
把你的名誉。
And also your name,
你为人
your way of conduct,
我们都明白
we all know.
但是有一个人在世界的网络上一直攻击
But there's a person in the internet who slander you
你知道吗
Do you know?
我说我有听几个人打电话告诉我
I heard a few people calling me up I said,
那么你的名义给他这样破坏怎么样
So you mean defame what I'm going to do
我说我不要反应
I'm not going to respond
但是你不反应
You don't respond.
人家这样攻击你不反应。
People slander you.
为什么你不反应
？Why don't you do that?
我说因为上帝呼召我。
Because when God called me, I said.
不是做那种工作。
Not to do the ministry.
上帝呼召我传道。
Call me to be a preacher.
上帝呼召我不是替自己辩护。
Not a defender for myself.
哇，他莫名其妙。
So he feels strange.
怎么世界上有这样的人？
There are people in the world.
给人攻击静静的。
When you've been slandered, you keep quiet.
一言不报。
So you never repay with the words of evil.
一点不为自己辩护。
And you never defend yourself.
他说好。
He He said, okay.
唐牧师
Reverend Tom,
如果你不要为自己辩护
If you don't defend for yourself,
我们找律师替你辩护
And we ask lawyer to defend for you.
我出钱
I will pay for you.
来攻击他
And to slander him.
替你出气
So they'll take revenge for you.
好不好
Would that be good?
我说不必
I said, no.
某某人不必
No.
And I am not called for that.
因为我 不被呼召不是为此
I do not need to defend myself
我不必为自己辩护
It's up to God
是神为我伸冤
上帝许可有人反对我
Because God allow people to oppose me
那是借着他提醒我不要骄傲
Through him to remind me not to be proud
如果那些相信我的人
If those who believe in me
一定不听他讲
They will not listen to him
越看越讨厌
And they will dislike him
那些不信我的人
But those who trust me
我辩护他也不信因为他不信我
I'll defend they won't trust me too
所以不要花钱
So don't spend money.
不要浪费时间
Don't spend the time.
让他这样吧
Let him do.
他说我很奇怪
I feel very strange.
你既然这样决定
But you make such decision.
我们就照你的意思
We'll go according to what you say.
电话放下去
Put down the phone.
后来他再攻击再攻击
So he continues to slander.
后来就攻击了什么样呢
After that.
攻击到最后他累了
He was tired.
攻击的话也讲完了
He finished all the word of slandering.
后来他就收盘了
So he wound up.
收盘了以后呢
After he wound up.
上个礼拜我听到什么
Last week what I heard.
他读博士都不成结果神经病了
He did not pass in the PhD and then he go mentally wrong.
神经病以后呢他在荷兰爬电杆线
So he climbed up the line,
差不多会触电死的
About to be shocked electrocuted.
我的警察把他抓下来
So he was caught by the police.
你做什么爬到电灯杆上上面去
Where did you come out the
line? 你哪里来的
Where did you come from?
印尼来的
Indonesia.
那这个人呢现在连 passport 都给他撕破了
And this person torn even his own passport.
所以他撕破 passport 是犯法的
So he torn the passport that's illegal.
他爬电灯杆可能是恐怖分子
He pulled, climbed the light pole maybe a terrorist.
所以政府就对付他
So the government deal with him.
后来把他送回印尼
And I was sending back to Indonesia.
博士都不成，现在进到神经病院。
So now he go to the mental home.
你看可怜不可怜
？So you see,
我不必替自己讲话。
I don't have to defend for myself.
我们把一切交给上帝。
Give all to God.
如果有空，我会去神经病院去看他。
Maybe if I'm free, I will visit him in the mental home.
我为他祷告。
Pray for him.
帮助他。
Help him.
我们做人要伟大。
We must be great as a person.
不要单单聪明。
这
世界聪明人很多
There are many people who are intelligent in the world
伟大的人很少
A few great people
这世界心肠窄的人很多
There are many people who are so narrow-minded
心肠宽的人
Those are broad with a heart of king
这世界只顾自己的人很多
There are many people who care for themselves in the world
存心帮助别人很少
And for those who truly want to help others are few
你要学习
You must learn
这世界需要多一些好人
This world need more good people.
你怎么能变成好人
How can you turn to be good?
你要受主的救赎
You must be redeemed by God.
求主赦免你
That God forgive your sins.
求主充满爱在你心里
That God fill your heart with love.
求主给你学习上帝的话
That God allow you to learn the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主
Praise
God. 不要以恶报恶
Do not repay evil for evil.
最后一段讲什么
And the second half.
他说呢，众人以为美的事。
To what people deem as right,
你尽力去行。
Be careful to do.
这些重话语很重要的。
This is important.
众人以为美的事。
What is right in the eyes of everybody?
你要留心去做。
Be careful to do.
什么叫做众人以为美的事呢
？What do you mean by things people deem as good?
这里的众人不是全世界多数的人。
It doesn't mean the majority of the world.
是不是多数人以为好的就是好的？
Does it mean that the majority of it is good? Is good?
不一定
Not necessarily.
这个世界犯罪的事会越来越增加
Because in this world, this unlawful thing will increase.
邪恶的事情越来越增加
And also those evil things will increase.
同性恋的数目会越来越增加
Homosexual also will increase.
所以很多人以为对的不一定对
A lot of people think it's right. It may not be right.
但是这里所说的众人是谁呢
But who are these everybody?
是指
The point to
在教会里面同性的人
Within the church, those who work one hand.
因为前面先提了肢体的关系。
So because before that, you mentioned about the working in the corporate life.
那么我们怎么表明我们不是自欺高傲的人呢
？How do we show that we are not self-conceited?
询问别人的意见。
We ask people's opinion.
虽然我在教会里面是创办人。
Even though I'm founder in my church.
我是区道会的主席。
And also I'm the chairman of my committee.
我下面会员一共有上万几千个人。
And a few thousand in my members.
有几十个传道人。
And also the tens of these preachers.
我有十间的神学院。
And also ten seminaries.
有很多的学徒。
And many disciples.
但是每次开会的时候。
But every time when I'm meeting.
我问大家的意见。
I'll ask everybody's opinion.
你怎么样看？
What do you think?
你的意见。
What do you think?
有的是银行家，
some are bankers，
有的是教授，
some are professors，
有的是经济分析家，
some are financial analysts，
有的是企业家，
some are entrepreneurs，
有一些是很有学问的人，
some are learned。
那么这些人的头脑，
so these people's mind and brain，
他每个礼拜听我讲道，
every Sunday when they come to us，
我不能认为他们都在下面，
I cannot see that lower than me，
我唯我独尊不可以，
that I'm the dictator。
众人以为美的事，
what everybody deems as good，
要留心去做，
you must be careful to do，
这是学习与人同行。
To learn to be working with people in harmony.
亲爱的青年人，
so my dear young people,
亲爱的朋友，
my dear friends,
你要学习，
you must learn,
与大家一同齐步前进，
and also to move together with a group.
有许多时候我知道我的看法是对的，
many times I feel that my side is right,
但我不先做，
but I won't do it first.
先问他们的意见，
I would ask their opinion first.
那有一些以为自己很厉害，一定要照他的办法，
so some thought that they were good, and also they want us to do according to their way.
我给他机会试试看，
I give him an opportunity to try.
结果过了不久，做的焦头烂额。
After some time, they could not succeed.
他承认不对的。
So he admits it's wrong.
我说回头现在这么做。
So come back, we do this.
所以许多我的决定是要延迟一两年才做的。
Some of my decision I got to delay for 1 or 2 years.
我早就看出应该怎么样。
I've seen what the way should be.
别人没有看出。
People have not seen that.
那怎么办呢？
But what to do now?
你要学习等候。
Learn to be patient.
学习忍耐。
To be wait.
学习同心。
To be one heart.
尽量不花，不要破坏人与人之间、同工与同工之间的感情。
Try not to disturb the relationship of co-workers.
如果众人以为美的，
if what everybody feels as good,
你要去做。
Then you must do it.
那你怎么做呢？
How to do it?
这里说什么？
The Bible says,
留心。
Be careful to do it.
什么叫做留心？
Not to be careful to do it.
小心做。
Be very careful.
用智慧去做。
We wise to do.
表示你不是随便盲从。
Which means you don't just follow blindly.
也不是你很大意的做事。
And don't also do it in a casual manner.
你无论怎样做，
no matter how you do it,
要有一天可以负责任。
One day you want to be responsible.
大家知道你不是随便。
So everybody don't, you do not just do it in your own way.
这样做主的工。
Then in such a manner you minister to God.
你才荣耀上帝。
Then you glorify him.
求主帮助我。
That God will help us.
就今天我们学到了几件事情。
So a few things we learned tonight.
我们好好存在心。
And we want to keep it in our heart.
好好行在我们的生活。
And do it in our life.
愿主赐福给我们。
God bless us.
我们听了以后。
After we heard it.
不但明白。
Don't you understand?
我们顺从。
You obedient.
不但顺从。
Don't you obedient?
我们遵行。
We want to do it.
不但遵行。
Don't you we do it?
我们留心去遵行。
Be careful to do it.
恒心去遵行。
As to be in a persistent way.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
God bless us.
我们现在站起来再读这几句话。
We arise and read this statement again.
我们来念罗马书第十二章，我们再从第十五节开始。
15 onwards.
大家一起读。与喜乐的人要
同乐，与
哀
哭的人要同哭。
要
彼此同心，
不要
自己高大，
倒
要扶
救
卑微的人，不
要
自以为聪明，
不要
以讹报讹。
众人
以
为
美
的
事，要留
心
去做。
我们再读下一节，那能为下个礼拜我们恳切祷告。若是
能行，
总
要
尽力
与
众
人和
睦。
亲爱的弟
兄，不要
自
己
伸冤，
宁
可让
步，
听
凭
主
怒。
因
为
经
上
记着说，
主
说，伸
冤在
我，
我
必报应。
我们读到这个地方，
we'll、
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.